Yoan Daf, Lamed Vov, Lamed Beis. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, the Gemara wants to find the Makor that Chibas HaKodesh is Machsher Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Minolam, Ilema midachsiv vahabosar asheyiga b'chol tomei. The Pasuk says, habosar asheyiga b'chol tomei lo yoyocho b'eishi sorev. Haibosar diiskasher b'mai. How did this bosar become mukhsher? That is mekabo tome. Ilema diiskasher b'dam was niskasher b'dam. Shrite v'omar abchiyah barabe omar rabbi yochanan. Inayin ledam kochim sheinei machshir, shenem aloi seichlenu aloret tishpachenu kamayim, dam hanishpach kamayim machshir, sheni nishpach kamayim einei machshir, dam kochim is not machshir. Elo di iskashir b'mashke beis mitbachaye, v'oma rabbi yisi b'rabchanine, Mashke beis mitbochaya loidayon shehein dochen elo shehein machshir. Mashke beis mitbochaya. Sarashi says, Bemayim sherochtsu behem haboso bebeis amitbochayim bazore. Wash the boso loidayon shehein dochen. She'ein metamim, k'demrinim bepsochim, gabi eidusoi shel Yosi ben Yehezer. Nahu adin, they're not machshir. So I'd like to just mention two nekudas before we go further. Rabbi Yosi b'Rav Chanina said, Mashke beis mitbochaye is two things. Loidayon shehin dochin, they're not metame, they're not machsher either. Now, if we say they're not machsher, so we have to hold, why aren't they machsher? Sarkochoch, we have to hold that only mayim tlushim are machsher. Places mentioned this. V'leke alochat ko behersher, mistav leluk mi b'mechaborim tvei mi b'tlushim. The Emerson, just to get the nyonim straight, there's a posik, places brought down the posik on the top of the yomit. B'chol mashke ashe yishose b'chol kli yitmo, ma yitmo hersher. There's a pasuk that tells us chol mashke sheyishose b'chol kli yitmo. This pasuk I can learn a few ways. I could learn the pasuk pashta dikro that a mashke is mekabel tume chol mashke sheyishose b'chol kli yitmo. If I care, the pasuk is very inclusive. The chol mashke, not only water. Chol mashke sheyishose b'chol kli yitmo. This is a posik that is telling us that a mashke is mekabel tumah. This is the only posik, I think, that tells us that a mashke is mekabel tumah. That's one way we can learn. There's a man, the Yomar, that holds that mashke are not mekabel tumah min ha-teira, period. So what does he do with this posik? So with this posik, he says, yitma means, that's what Tosis brings down over here. Ma yitma hechsha. A mashke is taken not mekabel tume. Yitma means to make something else tume, it could be machsha. So now, why do I need a posik to tell me? Why do I need a posik to tell me that a mashke is machsha? I need a posik to tell me that a mashke is machsha because this posik is speaking about tlushim. So this pasuk is telling us that tlushim are machsher. That's if I have this pasuk. If I hold that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the mashke is tomei, so then you don't have a posik by tlushim. And you don't have a posik by tlushim. I mean, it's other yidma means it's mekabel tomo, yidma means it's mashke. Now, let us just understand what Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina said. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina said, mashke bei mitbochaya, the mashke of the beisa mitbochayim, loidayon shehein dochin, not only are they tohir, elo shehein machshirin, they're not machshir either, they're not machshir. Two things. Mamish gewaltig, they're not tomei, and they're not machshir. So, let us just say we're going to learn Shmuel. It's negeya to us to learn Shmuel. It's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says in Psochim, Loidayon shehein dochin v'toyer legamri. V'toyer legamri. Elo shehein machshirin. They're not machshir either. V'toyer and they're not machshir. So, let us just hold cheshbon. This is a psa-psa-shek. How could you have such a thing? I have a posik, b'chol mashke she-yishose b'chol kli yitmos. Either means a mashke is mekabel tume, or it means a mashke is machshel. Tlushim zen a machshel. Rav learns pshat in this memra of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Loidayon shehein dochen, they're toher. They're toher, so, oh, Hashem, you have nothing what to worry about. They're not mekabel tume. And number two, they're not machshir. So, gedvaldik, the mashke base, how could you have such a combination? It's not mekabel tume, not machshir. So, what do you do with the posik? B'chol mashke sheyishose b'chol kli yitmo. It's either one of the two. Either it's mekabel tume, or it's machshir. So the Gemara asks this kashe on Rav. So Rav says that what Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina said, Loidayon shehein dachna shehein machshirin, is going on dam, not on mayim. Mayim is machshir. He learns from the posuk v'chol mashke asher yishose b'chol kli yitmo. It's going on dam, only on dam. Dam kochim is not machshir because al olsish v'chenu k'mayim. Agamah wanted to say the same thing. Agamah said, Mashke. Rav was not, this diuk did not bother Rav too much. But this is how Rav learned Pshat in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. Shmuel holds that Mashkin army kabotume. Mashkin army kabotume. So Shmuel holds that chol mashke sheyishose b'chol kli yitmo means that it's mekabel tume. So al pi cheshbon, he holds that mashke tlushim are not mashe, because he uses the posik of yitmo to tell me that's mekabel tume. Maybe he doesn't have a posik by tlushim that's mashe. According to Shmuel, what is pshan Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina? Rabbi Yossi Bachanim said, Loidayon shehein dochen, they're not metama acherim. Mashkin are not metama acherim. But they're not machsher also. They're not metama acherim, because it says yitmo, they're mekabel tume. But they're not metama acherim. So memele, so we have nothing what to worry about, that the mashkin will be metama the kochim. Mashkin are not metama acherim. Loidayon shehein dochen, elo shehein machshirim, they're not machshirida, because Tlushim is not Masha. This is the pashtus according to Shmuel, and I'm saying this over because we'll be speaking about Shmuel Nitnageya Taisvis. So, but let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara wants to prove of the process of elimination that Chibas HaKodesh is Masha, because we have a posik b'chol bosa, b'abosa shiiga b'chol tomei. So the Gemara asks, how was this bosa mekabel tumeh? Why was machshir the bosa? If you'll say dam, Tam kochim and not machshem. If you'll say, the mayim, the mashke beis mit bachayus, rashes b'mayim sherach tzubem, habosso b'beis abit bachayim, that's how the bosso became mukshem. Mashke beis mit bachay loidayin shehein dochin, ala shehein machshirim. So Rashi says, let's see the Rashi. Loidayin shein dochin shein metamin. They're not metam acherim, because I'm reading bepsochim, kabi yidusha shel yoisi ben yoyezer, but it's not machsha either. It's not machsha. So why is it a machsha? So we learned in Tosfos, because tlushim is not machsha. The tlushim is not machsha. V'chitayim o tirgim o adam. If it's not machsha, of course you have to say that tlushim are not machsha. V'chitayim o tirgim o adam. Maybe you'll say that what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina said, that it's not machsha, means dam isn't machsha. But mayim is machsha. And he, mayim is machsha. Well, mashkei come out. He said, mashkei, mashkei, beis mitbochayim. So that means all the mashkim. So Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina holds, our Gemara holds, says this al kaponim, Rabbi Yossi b'Chanina holds that mashkei are not machshir, so mashkei means saidam kochim, and machshir, al taposik, alotish b'chenu kemayim. And mayim isn't machshir because it's tlushim. That is the Ibra in the Gemara. Ela lav diskasher bechibas hakodesh. Now the Gemara is asking, I have a posuk that boso is mekabel tume. What was machshir the boso? Dam can't be machshir the boso. Mayim can't be machshir the boso because mayim tlushim is not machshir. So what is machshir the boso? So the Gemara says, v'dilme kidrav Yehuda omar shmur. So the Gemara says, of the process of elimination, you want to prove that Chibes HaKodesh is Machshir, because you don't know what to be Machshir. Dam can't be Machshir, Mayim Tlushim are not Machshir. The Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Kegon Shehoysa Loi Poro Shel Zivchei Shlomit. A person had a Poro Shel Zivchei Shlomit, Vehevira B'Nachol, and he brought it into a Nachol, Shochta, he shechted it, v'adayim mashke tofeyach aleham, and there was still mashke tofeyach aleham. So what is l'chay rabshat in the Gemara's teretz, without going too deep into the teretz? It's speaking about the shlomim before it was geshochted, he was avira benachal. Why was it avira benachal? Because he wanted that the behemoth should drink. That's why it's avira benachal. Because if a behemoth drinks before the shechitim, so it's very easy to separate the skin from the boso. So instead of him bringing buckets for the behemoth to drink, avira benachal, it's going in the nachal, and it's drinking to its heart's content. And at the same time, it was the water went on the behemoth, and this is mechuborim. This is not klushim. This water is mechuborim. Avadayin mashin shochto, when he shechted it, it still was wet from the nachal, and this is mechuborim. Vadayin mashke teifeyach olehom. So Memele, you tell me, your oivadeitis, how could a koban become mukshel kabotume? I'll tell you a poshet tzir, that he took this behemoth, this koban, into a nachal, because he wanted it to drink a lot. And while it was in the nach of Ashtetach, it got wet. And it was still wet when they shechted it. So by Meila, this is Mechuborim. This is Mechuborim. That's Lecher the Pshat in the Gemara. And so even though Tlushim, Mayim Tlushim is not Machshir, but Mayim Mechuborim, that means the Mayim came from a Mechubor, the Kisuos. That's a Choshev and Mayim. Though now it's Tolish, it's Gonish. But it came from a Mechubor, the Kisuos. So that is Masha. So in Mela, I have a case that a boso Shlomim kibi mekabel tume. You wanted to prove Chibas HaKodesh is matcha as a process of elimination. How could Bosu Shlomim be mekabel tume? So I'll tell you, mekabel tume. They took the behemoth and a nachal, and they're still wet, b'shashchite, so it's mukhshe from the mayim. So you don't have proof that Chibas HaKodesh is matcha. Because the Chibas HaKodesh is not matcha, but the Mayim is matcha. I Mayim Tlushim are not matcha, so here, Mayim Mechuborim. I'll tell you a portion of the case of Mayim Mechuborim. Shel Zivchei Shlomim, now let us see Rashi. Mishum Tarti, why did he say Zivchei Shlomim? He said we have a Pora of Zivchei Shlomim. Shumtarti mili nok at Zivche Shlomim, Chodet de Krob Shlomim koi, the Posek, Abos Shigibachol Tome, talking about Shlomim, so what wants to say, di Shlomim. Boi, the Kivin, the Bosso Shlomim, Boiron Levailim, since the Bosso Shlomim, by a Shlomim, the Bosso belongs to the Bailim, the Oir belongs to the Bailim, is Torach Bohu Liyesh Yofen. So Memele, if the Bailim knows that he, the Eiris is and the Bosos is, so if you want to end up with something good, so it's worthwhile a little Tirche. So Memele, Maviron Benor Somach Lishchitos, and he wanted the Bohemian to drink a lot of water. So Memele, and the Bosos is, the Eiris is, so doesn't want that the Eiris should be stuck to the Bosos and then, and it's no good, it's mekalkel the boss, it's mekalkel the oil. So memele, so this is a practical case. By a shlomim, this is a normal procedure, your mavil, the pora, benor, it should drink, and it'll be wet also, vashteitzach. Mavirim benor, somach l'shchitosim, shi noichin lahafshit, and this helps when the behemoth drinks a lot of water before the shchita, so it's easy to separate the skin from the meat. Kedamrine beperk mashil and peres agmorim beye mashkin. You first give the behemoth to drink, v'shoichten es abayosis, and then you shech them, the domesticated animals. Dominin hosen to oirech aril ashkuye. It is that is the steiger that you give a behemoth to drink. Mishum sirche de mashche, that is. Skin, the oil should not be dovok, should not be attached to the boso, so give it to drink, so memele. Teifeyach oleo, so now Rashi and Akash, gewaldig, but the water is on the skin. See, the skin is very wet, the water is on the skin, but we need that. Boso has to be mukshu, we're talking about the boso. So Rashi says, well, if the skin is wet, the neifel min ha'oir lebosos. So you have a wet skin and you shechted it, and then so from the skin, the water of the skin came on the bos. This is pshat. The Gemara says, I have a case that you were wondering how could boso shlomim become mukshel lekabel tuma. The mukshel, this is a normal case. Vadayin mashke teifeya chalel. Perish hakonteris. V'neifel min ha'oir lebosa. And it fell from the oir to the bosa. V'koshe lepirushay dim kein havu tlusha. So Taisus says, oh, have tlushim already. So Taisus understood. M'chot tlushim are not machsha, the Gemara says. M'choborim is machsha. M'chobor, so Taisvis understood mechaborim means the water that is on. Let's talk about a peiri before we talk about a behemoth. If you hold only mechaborim is mashia, so it means I take an apple, I put the apple into mechubah de kemaim and tanor. Now when it's in the nor, it's not mushia. I take it out. Now the water which is now on the apple came from mechubah de kemaim. That's called Mechuba de kem, so that's marsha. Mechuba de kemayim is marsha. So Taisvis understood, fine. The water and the oil came from mechuba de kemayim. So that would be good. But like Taisvis, but now the water has to get on the boso. the water that comes from the basal does not, it didn't come from mechubadik amayim. This is coming from tolishdik amayim. That means I need the contact has to be with mayim mechuborim, and now it's out of the chibur, now it's machshir. But this water that is now touching the basal did not come through a contact of mechubadik amayim. It came from oil. Which was then, so then it was, so that's called tlushim. Taisus how that's called tlushim. The davoini, I don't understand it. L'chayi, you could say this is all called mechubadikamayim because, I mean, tlushim we learn b'chol mashke sheyishosa b'chol kli. That means mashke that was put into a keli, so became tolush. And that's called tlushim. But could be this is, could be this is called since Taisus understood that the contact of the water has to be from a mechubadik source. This contact is from a tolushdik source. That's what Taisus said. V'koshel pirushe dimkein havitlushim. So l'chayre, the kash is, so how did it become muksha? Now, before we see Taismas further, l'chayre, the whole hemshech of the Gemara wanted a proof that chibes HaKadosh is machshir, because else there's no way how to be machshir kol. The Gemara starts making a chayre. What'll be machshir the kol? The dam can't be machshir the kol. The mayim can't be machshir the kol. Because why? Because the mayim plushim are not machshir. So what'll be machshir the kol? It's Moshe says, oh, I have an eitzim. It went through everything. So what did Rashi say? So Rashi says, and the water from the oil fell on the basal. So Taisa says, that's plushim. So the kashis are mordiki kashis. So, I'm just saying now, how could you be machshir a kol plushim isn't machshir? So he said he went through a river. So good, he went to the river, but the river didn't touch the basa. The river touched the air, and now from the air fell on the basa. So it's right to solution. So l'chayre, Taisvish should have asked Akasha and Rashi. It doesn't make sense. I mean, what's the Gemara answer? What's the mile of the river? The river, the Mayhano touched the air, but now you have to touch the basa. So l'chayre, Taisvish should have asked the kasha from the Gemara. We see Taisus and ask the kasha. The kasha lepirushe dim kain have it lushim. So between you and me, Taisus said, and if it's lushim, so what did the Gemara accomplish? Now look what Taisus says. Taisus says, and this is a teretz of Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Taisus says, oh, Rav Yehuda Mashmul, kegoyin Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Ushmu will solve of a perikama de psochim, the tlushin loy marshiri. Shmu will hold him psochim the tlushin loy marshiri. The dorish yitma, yitma mamish. Shmu will hold that yitma means that the mashk is makabul tumen. So he doesn't have a posik on tlushin. If you hold mashkin and not makabul tumen, so then yitma means marshir. But Shmu will hold the mashkin on makabul tumen. So Yitma means mamish. So he doesn't have a pasuk on tlushim. Veleke elachat kro behechshir. She only has one pasuk of hechshir. Chiyuta mayim al zera. Ve'ein loim adel l'shmul nafki tlushim v'mechaborim mechad kro. So Taisi says, no, maybe Shmul holds the pasuk of chomashke sheyishose b'chol kli Yitma. That means Tomei. He doesn't have a posik for Tlushim, but Shmuel holds that you don't need a special posik for Tlushim. By him, there's no svara to be mechalik between Tlushim and Mechaborim. Tlushim mashma hochi. It's not mashma that Shmuel holds that Tlushim are also machshe. He did not get Be'avira Benor. Since he said Be'avira Benor, so memele. So it seems Shmuel holds that Tlushim is not Masha. Now this Taisus is a pellet. As we mentioned, if we learn the sugya elich, the flow of the sugya, the Gemara said, how are you machsha a kol? You can't be machsha dam, dam is not machsha. You can't be machsha b'mayim, klushim is a machsha. That was the ibra of the Gemara. So how can you be machsha? So must, oh, it's machsha avira b'no. So you can't say avira b'no means klushim because what did you accomplish? Taisvis, for some reason, ignored the flow of the Gemara. And so Taisvis starts clearing, I think that Shmuel holds that Lushim is not Masha. Why do I think so? Because he only has one pasuk for Hesha, because Hitma means it's Mekabel Tumah. So I think Shmuel holds Mashme that Lushim is not Masha. And it seems like that. I maybe hold there's no difference between Lushim and Mechuborim. So Taisvis says, but we did not get Avira Benoah. So Taisvis is very, very schwer. The Kevege blives by a Tzorachim Godel, the Rishash blives by a Tzorachim. The whole cheshbon of Taisvis is very schwer. But I'd like to mention one thing, one Moiridike Ha'ore. There are two Yidin, how we learn Pshat Nagamore is a Pachad Noirem, the faintest idea. But there are two Yidin, the Rosh Yosef and the Noide Biyude, two fine Yidin, that say, Rashi held that Shmuel holds that Lushim is also Marsha. Lushim is also Marsha. Fine. So Mamela says, Sakashis, I was in Mursha. It was Mursha because Lushim is Marsha. What you do with the Gemara is a problem. But Taisis, this is a Memra of Shmuel. Shmuel, Lushim is also Marsha. There's a Meiridik in Noide Biyude in Psochim. The Tzlach says, Amoyredik Izach, he says, Shmuel has to hold Tlushim is Marsha. He makes Amoyredik a Cheshbin. He says, the Pasuk says, V'chol Boso, V'chol Mashke Shishosa, V'chol Kli Yitma. Yitma means, according to Shmuel, it's Mekabel Tome. Fine. So Shmuel does, this Pasuk isn't talking about Hershe. So he says, we learned the Gemara in the beginning of our Sugya. The Gemara had two psukim to tell me a din hersha. Chiyitain, chiyutan mayim al zera, choloicha shiocha shiovo of mayim. The Gemara is a kasha, why do I need two psukim? It's a problem. If I need two psukim, tell me mayim is marsha. So what did the Gemara do? It's a shaklach kasha. Well, if I don't need the posix for a sheret, Im ein a yinyin l'sheret is coming for a mace, that a mace also needs hershe. Frek the helik etzlach, he says he doesn't understand. If you don't have a posik for tlushim, yitma means that the mashk is mekabel tum. Shmuel holds that he means the mashk is mekabel tum. So I have two psukim, mechiyuta mayim al zera, and then it says, v'choleich ha-shoch ha-shayyavoy olav mayim. Now start scratching my head and I'll say, why do I need two psukim that mayim is marsha? So the tzlach says, you know what you should say? One is coming from mayim mechuborim and one is coming from mayim klushim. You have a problem? You say, no, it's a big problem, it's an extra pasuk. It's coming, talking about a sheret. I talk about a mace. The pasuk is talking about a sheret. No, but what are you going to do with the pasuk? It has to talk about a mace. Zukte tzlach, if you have a problem, and you only know one mashke, so the other one is going. And the first pasuk is talking about mashke mechuborim, and the second pasuk is talking about mashke and tlushim. So he says one of the two. According to Shmuel, it is like that. Or if you say the second pasuk is speaking about the mace, so al kochach misvorah, there's no difference between tlushim mechuborim, and you learn it out from the first pasuk. But he says Shmuel has to hold that both are mashke. He says he didn't see anyone should say this, but he doesn't understand differently. He says that what, so he says, it's hundred. Rashi Taka held like that. That Shmuel holds that Tlushim and Mechaborim is mashke. Because either Misvore, they're both similar, or, and that's why the second pasuk is coming on Mace. Or if Misvore, there's a difference. You don't say the second pasuk is speaking about mace. Say the second pasuk is talking about tlushim. So Shmuel has to hold this. The Hemshech HaGemor is very schwer. But that's how they want to end for Rashi. Let us finish the Taisvis. So Taisvis is a problem. Taisvis is a tremendous problem. How Taisvis holds, Shmuel holds, that Mayim Plushim and Machshe. So how did this Baimi become Mukshe? Nirali da yedei ha'oir ha'boso uksha. The water is on the oir. The oir is a shomer to the boso. And if you're marshal, the shomer is a hechsher on the shomer, so the boso becomes moksha. We'll see soon. The ad kan lay pligi bereisha oir varoite elekshiyesh elebishayesh yad lehechsher. There's a shaila if you are machshir the yad of a peri. That means, let's say, if water fell on the stem of an apple. Now, the stem of the apple is not the apple, but it's a yad to hold the apple. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara, does hechshir of a yad, is that machshir the peri? That's a machloikis. That can like pligi bar bereshir baraitiv elebishayesh yad lehechshir. Avo bishiye shayim elehershev, kolam amoide dahainu, the kolam amoide. So memele, everyone is moide, that you could be marsha with a shayim, dahainu mechuborim. And now, so the hershev came mechuborim. The bishas, the book on the oil, when the, Havu mechuborim. The water was mechuborim b'shas dibukon bo'er. Poshit means when the bosa was dovet to the earth, havu mechuborim. Now there's a very pertinent shaila that the Ran in Psochem asks. He says, Gevaldik, it went through the water touched the oil. Did it become mukshe then? Oh no, it didn't become mukshe because a live behemoth, had a macho. So it didn't become muksha. So when does it become muksha? It becomes muksha after the shchita. So he says, we see, a moira de kechidish. But after the shchita, the bosor still dovok ba'oir, and the mayim that's on the oir came from the chuborim. So that's also called as Mukshe Michaborim. That means the oir is a shema to the basa. And the oir is a shema to the basa b'chaye ha'pore and lachamises ha'pore. And the water that's on the oir, that's Mechuba de Kabore. That's Mechuba de Kabore. So the basa becomes Mukshe now from Mechuba de Kabore. Either water didn't touch the basa, but the water is still touching the oir. And the water that is touching the oil came from a mechuba de kesur. So now the basa becomes now muksha after the shchita, because you have water tlushim. Water that came from a chuborim, which is still on the oil, it's still wet, and that water is now muksha the basa that is mechuba to the oil. That is pshat in Taisvit. Bishas the book and bayer when the boss is still book dovok today have a mechubam yev mechubah de kibore. That is how the Ran says pshat in Taisus. Fine. So that's al koponim. So we have here the Gemara wanted to say out the process of elimination. We wanted to prove that chibas hakodesh is machshe because or else, how could Basa Shlomim be Mekabo Tumah? So Mo says, no, I have a case, it's Mekabo Tumah from Mayim Mechuborim, and it was Mukshe from Mayim Mechuborim, so Mamela, so the Kasha doesn't begin. Zuck to Gemara Vaita, so we're back with that. So how do we know Bechlau that Chibis HaKadosh is Makshe? Elo mi Sefer, the end of the Pasuk, it says, Basa Asher Yiga Bechotome Lo Yeyocho Be'ish Yisorev, Vahaboso kol toir yoichal boso. So this vahaboso is a pisasotham. It doesn't kol toir yoichal boso is one thing. A toyach maratame. Kol toyach habosa. Vabosa shige b'chol tome lo yochol is good. Then it says nochamu vahabosa. So the vahabosa, so this is an extra word. L'rabois eitzim ulevoina. It's coming to be mal, but the eitzim ulevoina also become tome. So in fact the Gemara eitzim ulevoina b'nei achiloninu, it has a shame oichel. That's the raya from this word vahabosa. God, they bring down a Rashi. Pesuk says vahabosa shiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel v'beishi sorif vahabosa. So the lo yeyochel is going on the vahabosa also. The boser is mar be'etzim levoino, so it's called, it has achshivus of an oichel. It's also called a bar achile. Even though the poil, it's not edible, it's etzim levoino, it's lags. Bal kaponim, we line up on this posik, the achibus ha-kodesh mashvei loichel. Is my, now, Resh Lakish had a sofik. What is pshat in ayeb alimut? That chibes hakodesh is machshem min ha-teire. Ki mahani chibes hakodesh lepsula de gufe. That it passels it. That you can't put it on the mizbeach. Avol amim ne beirishim vishayin iloi. Eidum eloi shno. Taiku. So this lemaise, this was the suffix of Resh Lakish. I have a posik that chibes hakodesh is machshem. It's mukshe that it can become tamei, but what does it mean? Does it become tamei or possible? Let us see Rashi. The Rashi l'rabbis eitim l'boinu l'kabel tumas oichlan. I think it is a pshashem oichlan tumas oichlan because it is possible. Bosa shiga b'chol tamei lo yeyochel v'haboso. So it's coming to tell us that a boso is mekabel tumas oichlan. Chinami. That was not mukshe, no shemen fell on it. And you burn it if it becomes tome. The heksha helps that it is nifsal av latam yechine loy, but it can't be metam others. I do my life not, maybe it's metamachina also, and that's the suffix of Resh Lakish. Let us see Toisvis, the Toisvis, Vaposo, Le Rabbois, Eitzim, Ulevoina. Tema, Minolon, the Oso, Le Rabbois, Eitzim, Ulevoina. Dume, Le Boso, Davki, Osi. Maybe it's coming. I mean, I'm taking the extra vahaboso, and the vahaboso is coming to tell me, not boso, it's coming eitzim alavoyna. Rektoishvist, nolandoso la rabbis eitzim alavoyna, dulma la boso davka osi, demani chibis hakoidish loy boy hechsha. That means that's true, you could be machshir boso shlomim with mayim uchuborim, Havira benacho, fine, that's pshat in the first posik. Vabosa shiga batami vachotami lo yochel. Then it says, vehaboso, to tell me that boso can be become mukshe to another way, as chibas hakodesh. So this is asking a meridike kashach, man, you have a word vehaboso, and it's coming to tell me that something else is mukshe, so how do you know that something else means eitzim olavoyne? And taking it out of the context, maybe it means that bosa could become mukshe to a different item. Not only through mayim mechuborim, it could become mukshe to chibas hakodesh. Eitzim olavoyne b'nei achilaninu, elo chibas hakodesh. Vim toima, umashke beis amid bochayim, Amai dochim, kigoin yayin v'shemen, v'skashri b'chibas ha-kodesh, v'yais oichel k'moy eitzim ulevoyna. Now, L'chayre, I didn't see someone should say this, but this is the only way I understand Tosfos. We mentioned before, there's a machlekes, a mesechtes psochem, Rav and Shmuel. What is the taich? Leidai mashkon beis mitbochaya, leidayon shein dochen, they're toher. Not only they're toher, they're not machshel. What is pshat they're toher? So Rav says they're not mekabel tumah. Because Rav holds mashkon are not mekabel tumah, period. And Shmuel so holds, it's toher miletamei acher. I mean, it is mekabel tumah, mashkon are mekabel tumah. Chol mashke she yishosa b'chol kli yitmo means it is mekabel tumah. But it's tamatam acher. So now, Dachsim Etois is asking a kasha according to Rav. Rav holds that mashkin are not mekabel tumah, period. Dochein, it's toher. That Tosfos, chibas hakoidish makes something that is not an oichel, an oichel. But then, chibas hakoidish is mashe. That they makes a mashvilei oichel, it says, a mashvilei oichel. You have a piece of wood, it's mekabel tumah. Why is it mekabel tumah? Tumas oichelim, it's mekabel. What kind of oichel is wood? Chibas hakoidish mashvei lo oichel. Makes it for an oichel. It's a chshivis of an oichel, and it's mekabel tumah. Mekabel tumah is not hechsher. I mean, the chibis hakoidish that you don't need hechsher, and it becomes an oichel. Two things. That's the chiddush of chibis hakoidish. Tosfos, I think Tosfos is asking according to Rav. So why does Rav say that mashke beis mitbachaya dochen are not mekabel tumah? A mashke is not mekabel tumah. Chibis hakoidish makes it for an oichel. Just like you can make a log for an oichel, al chibas hakoidish is such a concept. The chshivas, the kedusha shemay gives it a chshivas of an oichel, even though a poil is not an oichel. So take a mashke is not mekabel tumah, but the chibas hakoidish mashvei loichel. That's now there are two gilsois over here. There's a kasha dam o mayim, then there's a kasha yayin v'shemen. This is the gilse mashke bei mitbochayit from the mezbeach is also dochen. Now, and the gilse on the side of damu mayim, the Tiferes Yaakov asks. He says, first of all, since when is mayim chibas hakodesh? Chibas hakodesh means something that you makrev on the mezbeach. How would you use the water to wash off the meat? The Nesachim, that we use it for the Nesachim, that's, I don't know if that makes all Mayim, Chibas HaKodesh is Maksha, means when there's Chibas HaKodesh. That means Tosfos Kasha was only, Tosfos never asked a Kasha that water should be Mekabel Tumah. Water is not Mekabel Tumah, Maksha is not Mekabel Tumah. Water, but when it's Chibas HaKodesh, then it should be Maksha. So Tosfos is asking here, he said, Mashke beis mitbachaya is dochen, it's not mekabel tumah. Like Tosfos chibas hakodesh. Like the Tiferes Yaakov doesn't understand, since when is water chibas hakodesh, it's not nikra v'gabi ha-mizbeach. So what he doesn't understand. The dam, he says, so the kash is on the dam. He says, the whole, the dam you zoik on the mizbeach, take it. He says, you only zoik the dam on the mizbeach when it's in a liquid form. When it's in a solid form, you can't be zoik on the mizbeach. So how could you say it's called chibas hakodesh and it's an oichel? You're defeating your purpose. That means the whole chshivas of dam is it's royal zrike. To say it's royal zrike and it has a shame oichel. The shame oichel is a stira to the royal zrike. Shemen, the gears that we have, yayim v'shemen is not too bad. Yayim v'shemen, if a goyr is mash bebei mitbochaye, so memele, that means the Yayin v'shemen is also not marsha. So Tosfos, maybe forget it. Here's a shame oichel al chibas hakodesh. That's Tosfos kasha. Yeshloina the chibas hakodesh mahani maybe a bosel l'shavi oichel midi the domi loichel. It can make an oichel from something that's similar to an oichel. Kigoin eitzim l'boine shudava of the kasha. If it's a solid, ka'ein oichel, aval l'shavi mashke oichel, Divabosa Lay Mahani Chibes HaKadosh. So Taisi says something very interesting. Taisi says, Avol Shavi Mashka Oicho Meviyahabosa. But the darshan from this pasuk, from the habosah that a mashke is a shem oichum, leimahani chibes hakodesh. That means I have to reckon with the word I'm darshaning. The word I'm darshaning is the habosah doesn't mean don't take it literally, but there has to be some similarity to what I want to be marbe, to from what I'm learning from the word. So Taisa says, that if it's a salad, it's all the kosher. So that I could be, that's the, you don't need bosa, the la'itzim alavayna also. But mashke, it's bachlau, not similar to an oichel. That you can be marbe, the Chibes HaKadosh makes it into an oichel, something that physically is not an oichel. Now, I didn't understand this too well, because if you'd ask us, you'd ask what's more similar to an oichel, a yayin, which is the Yisod Shtiyah Bechlal Achila, or a piece of eitz. Which one is more similar to an oichel? So if you'd ask us, God, this is a little thicker, this is a little thinner, but both of them are l'chayra oichlem. A piece of wood, Taisa says vaker. I don't know if this is pshat, but could be. L'maise if mashvelei oichel, so pshat is the achilas mizbeach. I think that's pshat. The achilas mizbeach also gives it a chshivas oichel. That is the yisod. So memele, so now, a mashke, achila bachlal shasi, a shasi bachlal lechil means in the pula. In the pula of shti, it's called also, I'm, it's equivalent to achila. But to give it a shem oichel, Taisa says an eighth is more similar, an eighth is more easily called an oichel than a mashke. Let's see the next Taisa. Kimahami chibes hakodesh lepsule gufa. That was the suffix of Reish Lakish. Hashte maskine. So now the maskana is a gemaris. Midaraisa kami boile. The gemaris whole shaila, the whole shaila of Reish Lakish was min hatoire. What is the din with chibes hakodesh? Avo midarabonon? Moide. Midarabonon is moide, because that was an emerson abayish tiktoire on lamadvavam at base. Midarabonon. Shchite is metame, midarabonon, aboitza legas is metame, so the midarabonon, chibes hakodesh is also metame. The suffix of Reish Lakish was minatoya. Chimashna miperek amin, amnochis vanesochim, the comma, noisa afra baalmahu. The boss says noisa is a din of offer because it's payment to be sorif. Amai metame to mesoichlem. Mishani b'chibes hakodesh, v'tama to mesoichlem, even though there's never shibes hakodesh, lots chibes hakodesh. So the Gemara says, tivshay the boy Reish Lakish. Here it says, noises metame. Reish Lakish had a suffix if chibes hakodesh is metame. Or mishani, so the Gemara answers, ki kami boyle deraisem. The suffix of Reish Lakish was minatere, ki amrinen that noises metame the rabbonim. So they also there says that the bosser is tome, and the Gemara has, how could the bosser be tome? It wasn't Moksha, and Chibes HaKodesh is a suffix in Reish Lakish. So Taisa says, "Avi Moslu Shnuy Ad Reish Lakish Midaraisa Boy." Midvok could have entered the Kibitz Matamid Rabban, like the Gemara says by Noisa. So Shapim Mishani Sham Kain Shavir Benoah. Oy Mishum Darav Yosef Delel Boy Nami Minay Midarabona. Rabbi Yosef Dov, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef understood that the suffix of Rish Lakish was a full of Midarabon if it's Metama. Bayis said, no, Midarabon, there's no suffix. So that was going a full according to Rabbi Yosef. V'im Taima. Tivshit b'Rish Lakish with Rabbi Yosef b'Rab Chanine. The Omar Mashki Beis Midbachayo Einay Marshav. Rabbi Yosi Barab Chanina said that Mashki Beis Midbachaye is not Marsha. V'mahani Chibes Akoidesh Lemine Beirishim V'sheini Mai Nafke Mine Behechshere. Now Tosfos is asking a meridike kasha. Rabbi Yosi Barab Chanina is telling us the conveniences Baruch Hashem we have Mashki Beis Midbachaye. They're not Marsha. You have water, you have dam. It's not Machsha, you have Shemen. It's not Machsha, Baruch Hashem. So you come into the base of Midbachayim with your Kabonis. Nothing to worry about. It's not Machsha. Graceless. That was Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina. Graceless. Shulding. But the Bosser is Mekabel Tuma Al Chibes HaKadosh. Well, now we have a Minatera, it's Mekabel Tuma Al Chibes HaKadosh. So what's the golden glick? Mashke beis midvachai is not machshe, but it's chibes hakodesh is machshe. So what did you accomplish? What's the accomplishment that the water is not machshe, the dam is not machshe? But chibes hakodesh is machshe. So Tosfos says, oh, so you know what pshat is? Because al chibes hakodesh is only be posel. And if it would be machshe, it would be metame. So that was Rabbi Yitzchak says, Baruch Hashem, it's not Masha, because then it'll be Metam also. So L'chaira, we could be Poshet, we could be Poshet, the Suffolk of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Chanin. So Tosfos, nah, you're learning wrong pshat. You're shloime, the nafke mine, le'inyin kama dvorim shoyim ebiyin ba'azor. So Tosfos here is a little bit, it's about the Tosfos Rosh explained. In the Beis Hamikdash was a lot of other foods brought in. What was brought in? Bikurim. Bikurim does not chibes hakodesh and bikurim. You want makabel on the mizbeach. You had a minche before it was niskadish bikeli. It's also no chibes hakodesh. There was no klisharis. So it wasn't niskadish. So it's also, you have a minche. So you have here things. Now, these things, it'll get mukshe, you're in hot water already. So for kelsa, for the bikurim, for the minches. And then Tosfos says, "V'gam chulin hoye mevin lechel in amenoches vazvochim kedi she'enecholam ala soyve kedama b'kay mitzchab." And then Tosfos tells us another thing: kotchim had to be eaten al hasoyve. That means al hasoyve means just like a korban pesach, is that it has to be eaten lemoshcha. It has to be eaten legdula. I'm eating it not because my stomach is grumbling. I got to eat anything. It's eaten. You're not hungry. Eating it, the shame, achilas kotchim, that's how kotchim has to be eaten. You're eating on, you're invited to the Shulchan HaMelech. When you come to the Shulchan HaMelech, you don't come starved and start, you're in front of the Melech eating. So this is eating. The Melech is giving portions and so it is being eaten, the gedule. So when they came into the Beis Hamikdash, they ate the menachos, they ate karbonos, they had to bring other food along. The other food along, they filled them up, and then they ate the korban. So there was a lot of food in the Beis Hamikdash that could be mukshel lekabel tuma. So that what Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina said, that Baruch Hashem, it's not machshe, this is a gevaldik accomplishment.